from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 10 o'clock. I'm Steve Greenfield. Topping our report this hour, a Burlington County couple is found guilty of federal charges for stealing two female victims' passports, forcing them into housework and childcare amid threats and abuse. A jury in Camden County convicted the 50 and 67-year-olds of alien harboring for financial gain and two counts of forced labor. The wife was also found guilty of two counts of document servitude. Federal authorities say that starting in December 2015, they recruited the women to come to the U.S. with promises, then forced them into the grueling labor. A woman from New Jersey is getting a second chance at life thanks to surgeons at NYU Langone Hospital. Here's Lisa G. with more.
NYU's Dr. Robert Montgomery said 54-year-old Lisa Pisano suffered from extreme kidney and heart failure and couldn't get a traditional transplant.
When you combine things that are just on the cutting edge, you know, of the future, you just don't know how it's going to turn out.
Earlier this month, Pisano got the first ever combined implant of a heart pump and a genetically modified pig kidney. Doctors described her kidney function so far as perfect and add they can't put a specific time frame on her survivability.
The head of TikTok now promising to fight in court after President Biden signed a measure forcing the social network to make a choice, either be sold by its Chinese owner or face a ban in the U.S. Here's TikTok CEO Shou Chu.
Make no mistake, this is a ban on TikTok and a ban on you and your voice.
The U.S. government has raised security concerns that the Chinese owner of TikTok, ByteDance, could be compelled by China's government to hand over data on Americans. And New Jersey has its first glimpses of another buzzworthy movie being filmed in parts of the state. Actor Timothy Chalamet plays music icon Bob Dylan. A Complete Unknown is being directed by James Mangold, with Chalamet as a folk rock singer and songwriter. As he rises to fame in 1960s New York City, some of that vintage backdrop is being shot in Jersey City and Patterson. For a look, head over to our website, nj1015.com. It's also your source for breaking news. Download our free app to get breaking news alerts sent to your phone. Are you ready for sunshine? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey Fast Traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. A cold night tonight with a mainly clear sky. There will be areas of frost, even a freeze in some areas with lows in the 30s. A lot of sunshine tomorrow, a bit milder, highs between 60 and 65, although at the shore it'll stay in the 50s. Mainly clear and chilly again tomorrow night, lows between 35 and 40. And then it will become cloudy into Saturday. There could be an afternoon or nighttime shower. Highs will be close to 60. Maybe a morning shower Sunday, otherwise warmer with more clouds and sun. Highs into the mid-70s. I'm meteorologist Brian Thompson.
Right now, it is 44 in Sussex, 44 in Trenton, 41 in Egg Harbor Township. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.